Hello, Karen. Bob Fisher here, Canada calling. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Bob. How about you?
Great. So, you have experienced winter in Quebec. Just tell me overall, what'd you think?
Winter in Quebec is marvelous. And anyone who has ever gone north to experience holidays or travel during the winter knows what I'm talking about, in that the experience that you have in Quebec, it's a combination of the weather, the season, the people. I actually think people get even friendlier during the winter. It's just so much to do, and it's such a wonderful excuse, really, to even try a lot of the different dining options.
Well, you know, and that's great, because of the three of us, as our listeners now know, all headed off to Quebec in the winter. Peter Flaherty, you, me, and we all went in separate directions and kind of did separate themes. And you did culinary Quebec, a gastronomic journey into regional cuisine. Now, Karen, did they feed you enough?
Oh, my. I actually think I had probably one of the plum assignments, only because every time I turned around, I was trying and tasting something new. And in many cases, regional cuisine, that you know, was a first-time experience for me. But, yes, to answer your question, I came back very satiated.
I'm assuming on many levels as well, certainly from what I read in your article. And let me pause and digress here a little bit. Again, I just have to compliment you on your stupendous photographs. You are an incredible photographer. All your pictures have such narrative qualities. You know, we know the old saying that a picture tells a thousand words, but yours are even more so. There's so many levels of understanding that I don't know how you do it, but you manage to get those into your pictures. I'm looking at the lead photograph on your article of the woman with the blonde hair, ringlets, and the chef's hat. A very dreamy, fairy tale like picture. And the intense concentration on her face says something about the passion that I know is in Quebec. Anyway, I digress. Tell me, Karen, was that your first time in Quebec?
Well, first I'd like to thank you for the compliment.
Okay.
Photography is a strange thing. You have to work very hard. Most people don't understand that, because it's all about capturing the moment. So it's not a case where you can just click and go back and expect to have wonderful pictures that tell a story. But you develop a sixth sense. When you're especially watching people, and you look for that moment, and you know your camera, and then you hope, you know, you've caught it. So I really do appreciate that feedback. Now, to get on to your other question,
yep,
about whether this was my first time, actually, this was my second time.
Okay.
I fell in love the first time, so I am going to come back over and over and over again.
Okay.
And Quebec is going to see a lot of me, because I've fallen in love with the province.
Okay, now you are a specialist in ecotourism. You are the consultant for the International Ecotourism Society, also an agritourist, and all of those things tend to combine, especially with culinary tourism. Now, can you talk in this article about regional culinary tourism. What is regional culinary tourism?
Well, culinary tourism is basically a focus on a consumer, and it's all about benefiting that consumer with prepared food and drink as an experiential form of travel. And that prepared food and drink more than likely takes on a regional focus. After all, that's what's the attraction, that's what's the draw. I mean, if we're not going to travel to Quebec, for example, to get a McDonald's hamburger. We
right.
are going to travel to Quebec to try their wonderful sugar pie. There's a pork, a meat pie.
Tourtière.
Thank you. You knew I was going to ask for help on that. Just exquisite. Just so many things that are exquisite that can really only be tasted and tried in the province of Quebec. And what's really wonderful when you talk about regional is it can vary from small town to small town. Now, you ask about the culinary tourism focus, and I guess the other point I wanted to make is that culinary tourism is all about fresh food, too. Locally prepared, regionally consumed. It's about freshness. It's about eating stuff that's in season and at its peak of flavor. And you couple that with the wonderful chefs that Quebec has attracted over the years, and it's an equation that is just ripe for a wonderful dining experience.
I find it very interesting. You point out that you make reference to the International Culinary Tourism Association, which, and I'm going to quote from your article, culinary tourism is the hottest niche travel market to emerge within the travel industry in years. It's akin to where ecotourism was 20 years ago. So why is this such a hot new travel market?
Well, essentially because it's combining two things, travel and culinary, in a package that isn't traditionally associated together. And because of that, it's creating a new market, and it's creating a lot of interest in people that might not have considered it otherwise.
How does culinary travel, for example, fit in with everything else you do when you travel?
Well, you know, culinary tourism is about food. And food comes from the land. So, you know, there's some debate on whether culinary tourism is an aspect of agritourism or is it an aspect of cultural tourism. And I, for one, am not going to join that debate because it's actually a little of both. It's about cultural food. And so rather than get caught up in a classification, to me, the beauty of this is that we experience a culture through the foods that they prepare. And it gives us a wonderful opportunity and reason to choose a destination that we may not be familiar with in an effort to learn something new about the way other people live.
Okay, well, let's go from there. Did you learn that in Quebec that was new in terms of culinary or cultural travel on this particular media trip?
I learned so much that it's probably hard to just capture in a sentence or two. I think the one thing that I can share is that the emphasis on regional products really reached new heights in my mind. The amount of things made with maple, for example, which is a national pastime up in Quebec.
Quebec is one of the world producers, obviously, of maple syrup, like areas like Vermont, et cetera, which is, you know, just south of Quebec.
And I think what surprised me was the depth of integration of maple in the various recipes, the desserts, even in some of the preparation of the meats. And so what I took back with me was a newfound appreciation how hearty, how practical Quebec people are in looking to the land, looking to their environment, and using those local and regional ingredients in creating a very distinctive cuisine.
Can you differentiate, it's going to be a hard question, but is there something called French cuisine, meaning from France, but something called Quebec cuisine? Are they different? Are they similar? Are they the same? What are they?
That's a hard question, Bob.
You can take your time on that one, but do you see similarities between...
Oh, well, there's definitely similarities. You know, many of the Quebec people trace their ancestry back to France. And one way that plays out in Quebec is that many of the recipes and maybe many of the old favorites that are prepared around holiday season actually reflect recipes that were in existence around the Middle Ages.
Right. And actually, that's somewhat true of the French, which is spoken in Quebec, too. It is a French that does reflect the French that was spoken in the 17th century in France, because those were the people who, from Normandy, Brittany, Poitou, etc., who immigrated to what was then known as Canada, or New France, actually. Now, Quebec, as you say in your article, has always been a magnet for food lovers and their appreciation of local farmers' markets, for example. And Quebec's always been, it was traditionally, initially, an agricultural society. But it's gone beyond that. For example, you had an experience that I haven't had, which is you attended a circus dinner show. What is a circus dinner show?
That was my first. I must admit that. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited going into it. And as a fan of Cirque du Soleil, almost every production they've ever put out, I either have a CD or I've seen the show. So that should tell you that obviously I'm going to be quite excited about a circus dinner show. This particular one is a nonprofit organization that was basically founded in order to continue fostering the circus arts among the local people, and also to develop a generation of people who are trained in those arts. And in the process of doing that, they have opportunities to display their newfound skills, and that is thus the circus dinner show. Now, of course, the people who actually perform for you have performed many times and are quite professional in the show that you're going to see. But I think the thing that really surprised me, and I'm going to speak as an American on this, mm-hmm. is when you go to a dinner show in the States, usually what you sacrifice is the culinary aspect.
Ah.
It's going to be a buffet, and it's going to be very basic at that. None of that occurred here in Quebec City at the circus dinner show. And I'm sorry, I'm looking for the name of it.
Well, I've got it right in front of me. It's called the École du Cirque du Québec, the Circus School of Quebec, and it's actually located in an old church called Saint-Esprit,
yeah.
Which, if I recall, is quite typical of Quebecois architecture as well.
Well, what surprised me was the dinner that was served. Pretty much a dining experience unto itself. And then to have this coupled with this wonderful entertainment, and you're virtually on the first row of seating watching all this. So, of course, I came away just totally excited, ecstatic with what I seen. And I would highly recommend this, not just for local people, which somehow I got the feeling that may be the large draw, but I would recommend this for anyone coming from the States or from Europe or any traveler who wants that entertainment dinner experience. This is so novel that I just don't know anywhere else that you would get this kind of evening entertainment.
I just want everyone to know, too, by the way, that the Cirque du Soleil was actually born in Quebec, and Quebec is now known as world-class circus arts destination. They have many schools now. There are about 100 things in your article, Karen, I want to talk about. Many of them I know. I've been there. I've seen them. I'm so glad you appreciated them. And I just want to pick on a few. For example, in Quebec City, you ate in my favorite restaurant of all times, and it's called Aux Anciens Canadiens, and it's one of the most historical buildings in Quebec City itself. Tell me what you had to eat there.
Well, of course I had to go regional, and not only did I go, you know, I didn't want to just do contemporary regional, which actually this restaurant will serve some of those options, but they serve the traditional regional cuisine from 100 years ago based on family recipes. While I was there, I ordered what was Les Trios Mignons.
Yep.
And I hope that pronunciation is not too far astray.
It'll do.
But it was just a wonderful combination of grilled stag, caribou, and buffalo tenderloin. And it was served in a cognac and pink pepper sauce. I don't know how much more authentic you can get. But as we know, the Quebec people, being as hardy and as practical as they were, came to this land that was alive with game and so quickly adapted and integrated game into many of their recipes. And thus, that's what I had as a traditional dish. Another very traditional dish is pea soup.
Right.
Anywhere you go in Quebec, you're going to get some variation of pea soup. And they're all exquisite, but they're all so different as night and day. The one I dined on here was called Grandmother's Pea Soup. And it really had to be the best I've ever tried. It's, you know, little chunks of what appeared to be ham, just very flavorful. There was tasted like a little butter in there.
It's a very traditional dish, la soupe au pois, and obviously, again, because in the days in the early colony, that was a product that could be grown very easily. Now, when you were in Quebec City, you went back to school. You actually went to a culinary academy in just outside Quebec City in Sainte-Foy. What can you tell me about that?
Well, this was a very exciting place. Actually, it was in a mall. You know, at first blush, I was wondering what I was getting into. Mm-hmm. But as I went into the L'Académie de Cuisine, I was met by the chef who spoke a little bit of English, and many of the recipes got translated into a stilted English, which actually, to me, added to the experience and the flavor. Mm-hmm. And during that time, and I was in the company of about 12 to 15 other people. We were split into two different teams, and each team basically worked on preparing their lunch. And the lunch was the traditional meat pie. We had a salad that was dressed with a vignette. And we did I'm going to call it a sugar pie. It was a maple sugar pie with heavy cream for dessert.
Tarte au sucre, we call that. And it's to die for.
Oh, it was.
Okay. Then you hopped on via rail, first class via 1, and you went from Quebec City along the St. Lawrence, which I still think is one of the great routes to take. You ended up in Montreal and in Old Montreal at a wonderful hotel, I know, 4-star, and it's called the Auberge Bonaparte. Start by telling me about that particular hotel.
This particular hotel, I think what impressed me most was the understated elegance, the sophistication of France, but not with the opulence or you know, the excess that sometimes we can associate it with. And because of that, this is more like the Louis Philippe style furnishings. You feel elegant, you feel sophisticated, but you don't feel like you're out there telling everyone about it. It's, you know, the small curves in the furniture, the small appointments that command the detail. And this hotel just had these kinds of period pieces almost in every corner. But it didn't stop there. I think what really made the experience just phenomenal for me was that I was actually greeted by the owner, who was so charismatic, so affable. His name is Michael Banks. I mean, not only did he greet me, but he offered to help carry my suitcase inside. And I just thought, what is this? I'm not used to that kind of manners, and coming from an owner, it was just remarkable.
You know, there was an expression, or actually a promotional slogan some years ago, and I quoted it in my article, that Quebec used, hospitality spoken here. And I think that's an example of that. You also got to dine at the Auberge Bonaparte.
Yes, that was actually my last night. Mm-hmm. And it was a late evening after doing theater at the Notre Dame Basilica. Auberge Bonaparte was just exquisite. It was your classical French. Mm-hmm. The plating was just everything you could imagine. Attention to the cut of the vegetables, the presentation, the arrangement. You had color, texture, everything there. Sauces were, you know, on the sparse side, but definitely enough to add just the right amount of flavor to whatever you ordered. You can't go wrong on ordering anything from this restaurant. And I think what I remember best, because I did a lot of sampling that evening, is there, everything was 100%. You couldn't go wrong with any choice. And I would highly recommend this for anyone who is looking to celebrate a special occasion. For me, being my last night in Montreal, I could find no better way to celebrate it but at this restaurant.
Well, Karen, we really appreciate this, and I'm so glad that you got to do this. You have some excellent recommendations and links in your article. So, and Montreal and Quebec City, of course, are very accessible from just about anywhere in the world. And so you've now really created a gastronomic itinerary for anybody. And so when are you heading back?
Oh, first chance I get. Probably as soon as the snow thaws here.
You've got snow there?
They're calling for it in the forecast in a couple days. Amazing.
Well, it's like being in Quebec. Thank you very much, Karen, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.